Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, February 27th. Today I'll be reading from Psalm 139, then we'll move over to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 17, and because it's the 27th day, we'll read Proverbs 27, verse 2. First, let's do some memory verse work. This is a doozy. Starts with the word but. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5:44. Has the verse kind of set into your spirit? Is there someone who comes to mind or a group of people that you would consider an enemy? And has the Lord prompted in you prayer for them and for their reconciliation to Him and to the world? Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12, reminds us of God's omniscience and His omnipresence, meaning His all-knowing nature and the fact that He is everywhere. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. This psalm is both comforting and challenging. God knows all of our words, as it says in verse 4, before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. So we thank the Lord for His knowledge of what we're going to say, and we pray, it's kind of challenging, Lord, cover my mouth when I'm about to say something that I shouldn't. Then as you go into verse 7, we're reminded that God is everywhere. And as we continue on into verses 11 and 12, we're reminded that even in the darkest situations, Christ or God brings light into those situations. I love verse 12. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. If we transition into the gospel message of this psalm, we all know that Christ is light. He is the light of the world. And so we pray, dear Jesus, that you would illuminate every situation in our lives, that you would bring joy in the places where we have frustration or sadness, that you would bring knowledge where we are unwise, and that you would help us on the path of peace this week. Our second passage is from Matthew 17, verses 1 through 13, and this is the transfiguration. Do you know what the word transfiguration means? It means to change in form or appearance. So in this context, Jesus is changed from what we see as a normal earthly body into His glorified heavenly state. He has a dramatic change in appearance. His face shines like the sun, and His clothes are as bright as white light. And this is a foretaste of Jesus's glorified state after the resurrection. But in this passage, He's just giving Peter, James, and John a little glimpse of what it will be like to be with Jesus in His glorified heavenly state. After 6 days, Jesus took with Him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. there he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, is it good for us to be here? If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The disciples asked him, "Why then did the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. Today, as I contemplate this passage in juxtaposition to what we read about Peter yesterday, about him saying to the Lord, no, you can't die. And Jesus says to him, "Get behind me, Satan." And then today he takes Peter up on a mountain, and in his gentle and teaching kind of way, he reveals to him what he's going to look like after he's raised from the dead. He peels back a little bit of the misunderstanding, and he says, "This is who I am in true power, in glory. See me right now for who I'm going to be, and then I'm going to close it back, and I'm going to be my normal self again. But just know that after I'm resurrected from the dead and ascended to the Father, that I will sit as pure light and as all-powerful." And I think this was just a little gift to Peter, James, and John, who were very confused in the season about a Messiah that they thought would be a political king. And Jesus says, "No, I'm a different kind of Messiah. I have come to die for the sins of mankind. I am the Passover lamb. And in me, you find freedom from death and freedom from sin." To round out today's passages, we're in Proverbs 27, verse 2. "Let someone else praise you, and not your own mouth, an outsider, and not your own lips." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. What a wonderful reminder. Lord, help us not to toot our own horns. Help us instead to look around at the people around us and encourage them, and be reminded of the goodness of the Lord in the people around us. Also with the transfiguration, thank you, Lord, for reminding us that you're patient with us. You reveal things to us in your kindness to help us along the path of discipleship. And what a good reminder from Psalm 139 that the Lord is everywhere and he knows all. This psalm connects so well with a song from Mission House. It's called "Where I Go," and here are some of the lyrics. "You will be with me where I go. You are always near, whether or not I can feel you here." That is so important for us, Lord, to know that you are here, even when our emotional state is frazzled and we cannot trust our own feelings. We can trust your heart and we can trust your word. And we do not have to be afraid, because wherever we go, we know that you'll be with us. So I'm going to pray for us. And then after that, I want to play this song for you from Mission House called "Where I Go." Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the reminders in it that you are present with us, and even the darkness is not dark to you. Lord, thank you for a glimpse of your glory in your resurrection power and the transfiguration. Help us to humbly serve you in dependence upon your power, your spirit, and your love working through us. We love you and we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. May every person who hears this podcast today have a wonderful day. And as you go forward, may you remember Christ's love and that he will be with you wherever you go. Hope you enjoy the song.
My friend, in troubled times, when enemies are on every side, you take my hand, you are my guide, you lead me through the great divide. And I will not be, no, I will not be afraid. I will not be, no, I will not be afraid. 'Cause this I know, you will be with me where I go. You will be with me where I go. You will be with me where I go. Oh, this I know, you will be with me. Separate.